Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JRS Medanis for Monday, June 18. Coming up, Senate approves amendments to Public Procurement Act, all schools to be equipped with metal detectors, and a feasibility study underway to establish Pedro Plains irrigation system. The news in detail after the break.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Now the news. The government is making it easier for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises to compete for public contracts. This after the approval of amendments to the Public Procurement Act in the Senate this past Friday. The changes seek to modernize and improve the efficiency of the current public procurement regime by facilitating the online submission of bids and other electronic documents. Leader of Government, Business and Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the new act will also fix challenges which arose following the passage of the original legislation in 2015.
The amendments proposed today, together with the regulations, will get us closer to effective implementation of a new procurement regime. So this will ensure that MSMEs will now be able to seek review and reconsideration of procurement decisions.
Senator Johnson-Smith, who piloted the legislation in the Senate, adds that government procurement accounts for about 30% of gross domestic product GDP, underscoring the need for a modern, efficient regime. In the meantime, government is partnering with the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, to train procurement officers. Leader of Government Business, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the partnership is a sustainable program geared at strengthening the capacity of the public service.
20 public officials are currently being instructed as trainers for the rollout of the public procurement training program across the public sector.
She adds that the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service is advanced in the implementation of an electronic procurement platform. To date, 89 procuring entities have been trained to use the system, with 29 already using the platform to execute procurement contracts. The ministry has also trained approximately 264 Jamaican suppliers to use the system. All high schools in Jamaica are now equipped with metal detectors as part of measures to improve the safety and security of students and teachers. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says the metal detectors will complement the handheld scanners provided to most institutions in recent years.
We have some walkthrough metal detectors for select schools. Another 200 metal detectors are being procured to ensure that defective ones are readily replaced. All schools, however, are required to develop and keep an active safety and security committee. These committees are audited on a regular basis along with the entire school to ensure that the policies are being implemented.
Minister Reid was speaking at the Back to School Conference for Regions 1, 2, and 6 held at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston recently. He said the ministry works closely with the police and there are over 200 school resource officers assigned to schools to provide support as necessary. And feasibility studies are being done for the establishment of an irrigation system that will take water from the Black River to supply farmers in the Pedro Plains in St. Elizabeth. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Audley Shaw says the project could bring millions of dollars in investments to improve the infrastructure of the parish. Mr. Shaw says his ministry will also be reviewing the progress of the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project, which seeks to establish an irrigation system to bring water to over 700 hectares of agricultural land in St. Elizabeth.
Our viability as a sector depends on this. This is how we'll enhance our ability to bounce back after extremities and improve our production.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the launch of the 66th staging of the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show recently. Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister says the Bodo's Agricultural Research Station upgrade project is progressing well and work on the seed storage station is nearly completed. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.